joining us for the 2017 Galesburg Candidates Forum. My name is Jessica Linder, and I'm the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. The Galesburg Chamber seeks to support our current and future members by supporting the business community and contributing to the vibrant economic community in our area. One of the committee's volunteers that helps us achieve these goals is our Government Affairs and Transportation Committee. This committee works to provide an effective and efficient line of communication between local government and our citizens, as well as the business community. The Government Affairs and Transportation Committee of the Galesburg Chamber decided to host this forum to provide citizens of Galesburg, that's all of you, and members of our business community, who many of you in this audience also represent, with a chance to be engaged with government, our representatives, and the civic process in our community. It's often said that all politics is local, and tonight we're going to get to see an interesting exhibit of that, and we're going to get to be a part of the civic process here. Tonight we're going to have candidates from our alderman, treasurer, and mayoral races on the stage, as well as a representative for our referendum. We also have several uncontested races that will not be stepping on stage this evening, but are here with us. I'd like to ask several of them to stand and be recognized. We have Kelly Benowitz, who's running for city clerk with us. We also have Christine Winnick, who's running for township supervisor. We have Susan Daly, who's running for township assessor. Corrine Anderson is running for alderman, and she's uncontested. And we also have Wayne Dennis, who could not be with us this evening, but he's also running for alderman uncontested. All of these candidates were in the lobby tonight, and hopefully you had a chance to meet them during the reception. It's also worth noting that there are a few races that will not be represented tonight. As you came in the door today, you got a sample ballot provided by our election commission here in Galesburg. If you flip that over to the back, there are a few races you won't be meeting the candidates for. One of those is our district school board for 205. We do encourage you to get to know the names on that ballot and go take a chance to meet those people as well. And make sure you know those names before you step into your voting booth. Before we get started tonight, I'd just like to thank our partners for this event. I'd like to thank WGIL, who's currently live broadcasting this event to listeners all over our area. I'd also like to thank the Register Mail and WAIK, and the Orpheum Theater, who's our host for this evening. A big thank you also goes to all of our candidates who've joined us tonight, who've come to meet all of you and get up on stage, which we know is many people's not favorite activity. I'd also like to thank members of our Government Affairs and Transportation Committee for all of their hard work putting this together, as well as our board and other volunteers who are here tonight. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to all of you Mr. John David, who is our moderator this evening.
Thank you, Jessica. Yeah.
John is a reporter with WQAD News Channel 8. He's logged more than a quarter century of covering television news on a daily basis in the Quad Cities. During the past decade, John is perhaps best known for reporting the rise and fall of the American manufacturing and its toll on our workforce. And John spent several years on the beat here in Galesburg. In fact, he was awarded in 2007 an award for compassionate reporting from Galesburg Works. John, we're really excited to have you with us, and I'm going to hand it over to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jessica, for those kind words. It's really nice, and good evening, everybody. It's great to see you all on a Monday evening. Thanks so much for coming out. I'd like to thank the Chamber for inviting me to be here tonight. It's always a pleasure to come to Galesburg to report. You have a great community here and so many exciting things going on, and it's just terrific to be here, and especially inside this beautiful Orpheum Theater, which is, as you know, celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, which I think is just terrific, and I know you've done a great job of restoring it. That deserves a hand, I think, doesn't it? It just looks great in here. I'll tell you a little bit about our format tonight. We're going to allow our candidates about a minute to basically introduce themselves. And while I'm talking, if the aldermanic candidates would like to come up on stage and have a seat, we'll get started. And then after they have a chance to introduce themselves, we'll have a three-minute questioning period. Tony's kind enough to run our clock over here to keep us on schedule, and we'll keep things moving along. Again, it's a pleasure to have you all here tonight with us as we get ready for this forum here in Galesburg. We're going to start with Tori Carnes, who is first up. We drew names very scientifically. We picked numbers out of a hat. And Tori got number one. So, Tori, good evening. Please feel free to step up, and you have a minute to tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. We're starting to draw number one in the NCAA pool.
But that's right.
My name's Tori Carnes. I've been a resident in Galesburg, Illinois, for about 27 years. I grew up in Monmouth, Illinois, the next town over. For the last 24 and a half years, I've been a Galesburg police officer, retiring in 2014. At that time, I became security with Homeland Security, and I work for the last 2 years as a part-time deputy with the Knox County Sheriff's Department, specializing in drug interdiction out on the interstate and the Amtrak right down the street. We work with the narcotics dog intercepting drugs. But I had hopes of running for alderman a long time ago, but being a city employee, you can't run for alderman. But back in 1995, I had two aldermen that helped me obtain a canine when the Galesburg Police Department wasn't for dogs. And that's one of the things that I really hold to my heart. I wanted to be a canine officer, and two aldermen, Alderman Paulsgrove and Tony Girk, really helped me get a dog. So that's why I kind of wanted to be an alderman.
That's terrific. Tony, while you're up there, I was going to ask you, what do you think is the most important issue you feel Galesburg is facing, and how would you address it moving forward from here?
Well, the number one issue is we always want new jobs coming into Galesburg, but we need to concentrate on the jobs that we have here now. And if any businesses are in trouble, we need to help them. We've lost Sears and Kmart. And just last week, the animal disease lab, there's 11 more jobs leaving Galesburg. So we need to concentrate helping people with the jobs that they have here. Being a former city employee, for 24 years, we always would hear we're cutting police and firemen. And I lost several friends that went on to other departments that that paid a little better. We get good candidates now in Galesburg, and they leave. And being a former Monmouth police officer, I left Monmouth PD along with there were 9 officers at one time. They all came to Galesburg because they paid pretty good money back in the 90s and 80s. Now Monmouth PD makes more than Galesburg police and the fire department too. So we need to keep good candidates coming in by keeping up the salary with these smaller departments as Monmouth and Kewaunee.
Very good. Thanks so much, Tori. Appreciate your answer. Next up is Chris King, also running for alderman. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, John. Can I go ahead? Sorry. Okay. I'm a Galesburg native. I've lived here for 22 years. I'm a product of our local school district of 205. I volunteered and worked at a nonprofit, was where I started, for 7.5 years locally. I currently work as a veterinary technician and a groomer at Animal Medical Center in Galesburg, Illinois. At the beginning of February, I was asked to speak at the national conference, which is called New Partners for Smart Growth. It's a conference for city development and city economics. So I spoke on diversity, bias, and discrimination. I've done hundreds and hundreds of hours of volunteerism and youth mentorship locally here in Galesburg. I'm extremely active in our heart and soul community that we have started. And I also have a lot of financial experience due to some boards I have currently sat on. And I currently chair the Commission for the Galesburg Communications Relations.
Thank you, Chris. Same question for you. What do you think is the most important issue you feel Galesburg is facing, and how would you address it moving forward?
We have multiple issues here in Galesburg that are facing us. So a lack of jobs is one of them. So I would like to bring in new jobs and businesses while also encouraging them to utilize vacant spaces that have been left behind. Also, I would like to see our community constantly moving forward, both in mindset and action. So a couple different things that can do that is bringing some diversity to our board, not just race and age. Currently, I would be the only person elected under the age of 40 and the only person of color sitting on our board or our council. So bringing in not only that, but just a different mindset, a fresh opinion. We need, my work through Heart and Soul, I've worked a ton at listening. So listening is a huge key to service of our constituents. If you can't listen, then you can't really represent your constituents in your community. During my time doing door-to-door, I've done over 20 hours of door-to-door. And I met a lady the other day that said this, something that really resonated with me that every voter really wants. And it's three things from a candidate. We want our candidates to be honest, to do their job, and to have integrity. And those are all attributes that I feel I possess. So I want to help also bridge the gap in unemployment. We do have a high unemployment rate. So by doing that, I would connect those who are unemployed currently with the programs that we have at both the high school and with Carl Sandburg College, depending on their age, that are there to train people for skills that are used for higher, like advanced manufacturing. Currently, there are lots of jobs there that are open, but also encouraging, again, new businesses to come in. I am a big fan of the Railroad Hall of Fame, and I hoped that we can get that museum here. That would also create a ton of jobs locally. But definitely encouraging, you know, our advanced manufacturing is growing locally, and so really utilizing that and also bringing new businesses in. But again, we have so many vacant spaces here, so trying to encourage them to utilize those spaces.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your thoughts. And next up will be Wayne Allen, also running for alderman. Hi, Wayne. Good to see you.
Hi. Good to see you again, John. Yeah. My minute started?
Yep, you're all set.
Okay, thanks. My name is Wayne Allen. I'm running for 6th Ward Alderman. This will make the fifth time I've run for that. And the 6th Ward is a great ward. And, you know, I have a lot of thanks to give to my wife. She acts as my secretary and takes my call. I will always have a land phone for people to call. Some of our accomplishments have been the Veterans Memorial in Lincoln Park, the Lincoln Statue, down at the depot. Plus, we do work for veterans that are needy, put in ramps, do different things. There's a lot of good things that can be done in Galesburg. We don't ask for recognition. We just want to do what's best for the people in Galesburg. And thanks to my wife, I'm able to do that, and she doesn't cry too much. This is a great town. It has great people in it, and I'd like to see it grow.
Thank you, Wayne. Same question for you, Wayne. What do you think is the most important issue you feel Galesburg is facing, and how would you like to address it moving forward?
Oh, the most important issue, and there are several important issues, but probably the most important one is bringing jobs to Galesburg. We are addressing that issue in several different ways. You know, we've had a mayor that's worked hard on it. We've had a council that's worked hard on it. I've been fortunate to be elected deputy mayor for the last 4 years, so that's by the council, so I'm pretty much in on what is happening, what goes on. We just started a housing project, which is long overdue. It's been a decade since many new houses were built in Galesburg, and hopefully there'll be a second one started. If you've been to town in the last year and a half, you see a lot of new businesses coming into town. They may not be manufacturing, but they are new businesses. They bring jobs. They bring tax dollars. We're also doing interstructural work, which we have laid back on for several years. And at this time, something that we're really looking into is the lines going into the homes that have lead base in them. We're addressing the lead base, and we're about to start a project to change a lot of those lead base lines. Also looking at a grant which will take care of some of the lead paints and et cetera in the homes. Another grant which will fix up some of the older homes. So those are all important things for the citizens. Interstructural itself, people on Pleasant Avenue can attest to the fact that we are doing something with the streets. I think they waited 40 years to have their street done, and they now have a new street. There's other new streets in the process this year. Seminary Street will be finished from Fremont down to the bridge. We're finally doing the third grade separation in town, which is East Main Street. That's been 16 years in the making. It started with 41. thanks to a representative by the name of Don Moffitt. He got that funding. We almost lost it 3 or 4 times. I'm fortunate to be a part of helping keep that funding and keep it going in Galesburg. And any of you that have been on East Main Street can see the pilings being driven for that final stage. And along with that, we also need to create good water supplies, which we have, keep maintaining our streets and our schools. Our schools, work with the schools to improve, and the colleges, which is being done with the Galesburg Promise, with scholarships and things like that. And also for trades, they need good help and they need new people. So I'm looking forward to a prosperous year this year and in the years to come, because we're finally on the right track. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. How about a hand for our three council candidates speaking to us this evening? Thanks so much for your thoughts and your time. Right now, we're going to take a short 2-minute break for WGIL, and we'll be right back to talk about the referendum. Thanks so much.